How do neighbors meet buzzing today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel joining us. We're talking cow herd expansion in just a moment.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
At the recent cattle industry convention, livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel of Oklahoma State University. Dr. Peel agrees with other economists that 2014 was an incredible year, profitability in all segments of the business, especially for beef cow producers. And those cow-calf operators seeing a lot of incentive with these high record prices to step up, hold back females, and start that process of rebuilding their mama cow herd to have more output over the next few years. Dr. Peel says it's going to take some time, but clearly the signals are now there after multiple years of drought, our national beef cow herd to levels a lot smaller than we ever wanted it to be.
Certainly the last 3 years has been the drought. You can lay it at that door, not only from the standpoint of what we see and where we see those changes taking place that coincide for the most part with the drought, but I think when you look at the heifer things we've tried to do the last few years, I think it's pretty clear that producers' intentions were somewhat different than what the reality was that they had to deal with. And so I don't think producers through this whole, certainly in the last 3 years through the drought, have had a liquidation mindset. I think they've been ready to expand. I think they were aware that we were smaller than we needed to be. They just physically haven't been able to put together that expansion. And so there's a certain amount of pent-up expansion, if you will, in where we find ourselves today. And that may explain, again, this what I called a spike bottom, this rapid transition from liquidation to expansion, I think makes sense in that context.
You think about where we are right now. We're starting that rebuilding process. But the age-old question comes back to that guy that asked the question about he likes those high prices. And the decision is, do you rebuild or do you go ahead and sell and take the profit right now?
You know, I think that's a very important question. And again, when you throw in this issue of the age dynamics or the age demographics of our industry right now, older producers, really have to make that decision for themselves of whether they're in for another go round here or whether they're going to take advantage of this as an opportunity to get out and then implement that. And that's really the key from an industry standpoint. It sounds callous to say this, and I don't mean it that way, but it doesn't matter who's doing it. What we're worried about at the industry level is that it gets done. But for the individual producers, very much a question of who's going to do it. And so, and depending on how that plays out, that can have an impact on the overall productivity and really the speed with which things happen in this industry over the next few years.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking about the economics and the choices because of those economics of herd rebuilding that cattle producers are having to make. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McCowell's Reunion Stockyard Saturday, February 21st at noon. The sale features heifer pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, bred cows, and 40 bulls. The bulls come with fertility and trick test if needed. New buyers need to pre-register before sale day. To check out all the consignments, see the website www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. That's www.mcallisterstockyards.com or 918-423-2834.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.